1779.
Welcome to America Tonight. So how about it? The president addresses the nation to try to clear up the mystery surrounding Libya and your country's involvement. You have a chance to throw in your two cents on this one. Did his speech, if you heard any of it, enlighten you? Maybe change your mind, depending on where you are in the situation in Libya, as far as that's concerned. Should we press further? What happens in Syria? What about the rest of the hornet's nest that is opening up around the Middle East? I'll call it the youth revolt. They don't like these old dictators telling them what to do and stealing their money. But the question becomes, what are the replacement players? Who ends up in those countries running those countries? What is the future in Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, who knows, Syria, and probably on down the line? But here's the key thing. The president defending the mission, saying that our future is safer and brighter if more of mankind can live with the bright light of freedom. And the reason for the action in Libya is because we cannot stand by as Americans and watch the slaughter of innocent people. Here's a little snippet of what he said.
Because of this transition to a broader NATO-based coalition, the risk and costs of this operation to our military and to American taxpayers will be reduced significantly. The transition to a legitimate government that is responsive to the Libyan people will be a difficult task. And while the United States will do our part to help, it will be a task for the international community, and more importantly, a task for the Libyan people themselves. An international mandate for action, a broad coalition prepared to join us, the support of Arab countries, and a plea for help from the Libyan people themselves. To brush aside America's responsibility as a leader, and more profoundly, our responsibilities to our fellow human beings under such circumstances, would have been a betrayal of who we are. There is no question that Libya and the world would be better off with Gaddafi out of power. I, along with many other world leaders, have embraced that goal and will actively pursue it through non-military means.
All right, you heard the president there, non-military means. Tossing the wall over to NATO, of which we are a big part of NATO. Answering the questions about Libya. Are these questions answered? Have they been answered satisfactorily by our president? Excuse me. And the answer is, in talking about a dictator and in talking about what's happened with Gaddafi, it harkens back to Saddam Hussein. So making a reference to Iraq and not wanting, which is part of what he did in his speech, and not wanting to be in a similar situation and how they're very different, they're not different because both of were dictators. Saddam Hussein, in fact, was worse. Here's what Admiral Gortney had to say about not direct support of the opposition.
We're not in direct support of the opposition. It's not part of our mandate, sir. And we're not coordinating with the opposition.
All right, so there you have it. That's from the man leading the charge for the U.S. And in looking at this, as I said, where do you see us going in the United States as far as Libya is concerned? And one of the things that clearly is missing here is the discussion about why are we really there? And the answer is oil. So what do you think? 800-259-5791. Excuse me. 800-259-5791. Probably like many of you, I should say this at the top here, I'm playing a little wounded because I have a severe cold. You know what that's like. Somehow I caught a cold, and then it exacerbates. It just continues to it continues to exacerbate and get worse. You have to chew on those halls, and it's the switch in the weather. Many of us across the country, this is something you can certainly relate to. Besides the discussions we're having about what are we doing in Libya, or we should be in Libya, how much have we spent, probably over your backyard fence somewhere. I don't care if you're in Florida. I don't care if you're in New Jersey, Illinois, whatever. You're probably talking about the weather, because some parts of the country we've had severe changes in the weather where we've gone from 80 degrees one day to 50, 60 degrees the next. Isn't it crazy? I'm not one of those global warming people. However, I think that we're seeing a weird pattern, a weird stretch, certainly for the last 2 years. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, let me set the menu for you. We're going to check your emails. Plus, Roger Madden has his own take on what's next. What's next, really, for Obama and what happens in 2012. Part of the conversation over Libya and the handling of Libya is, will this affect the prez when it comes to voting, when it comes to people pulling the lever, or I guess we don't pull the levers anymore now, we just touch the screen, when it comes to doing that next time around, will this affect him, this whole mission and not informing Congress, and what's been the reaction to that? I think people across the country are supportive of what they've heard and seen as far as what's happened to the people in Libya and defending in a sense that, but not informing Congress was such a huge no-no, I think, for this president, especially because if you go back and listen to some of the things that Obama has said in the past, he really picked on the Bush administration for that, for what happened in the situation in Iraq, and then that was going to happen. This is change you can count on, but it's not change you can count on. It's the same thing. It's doing the same thing that happened with Saddam Hussein. And clearly he was trying to emphasize we can't afford to repeat comparing Libya and Iraq. We can't afford to repeat what happened there. But I think in saying that we can't stand by and watch people get slaughtered, that's very similar to the Saddam Hussein thing. In fact, Hussein, if you wanted to add up the body count, was much worse than Gaddafi, who I think is one of the worst of the worst, and I would put him very high on my list. You know, that hit list I have, whether it's Castro or whether it's Hugo Chavez, perhaps Kim Jong-il, he certainly makes the list as well. And I would absolutely put Gaddafi on that list, going back to the whole thing with Pan Am, the Pan Am flight. But how invested can we continue to be in these countries? Syria, they're starting to see the same thing, and we keep hearing we're not going to do that in Syria. But if there's slaughtering of people in Syria, then how do you justify not jumping in there if that's a humanitarian cause as well? And think of a place, I'm sure all of you can come up with places of where the U.S. is not helping. 800-259-5791. Take your calls next. Plus, Roger Madden coming up. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Kate Hall Delaney here with you on America Tonight, talking about the president defending the U.S. actions in Libya. He held a televised speech where he, by the way, was not in the Oval Office, which was the first thing that tripped me up. Earlier in the day, I got a text about what he was going to do, and I was surprised by that. And of course, he was in front of military people, but it's tradition that you do the Oval Office thing, but par for the course, I guess. Why aren't you in the Oval Office? We're talking about a situation where we've got a commitment militarily, because we are in Libya using our weapons. I mean, yes, not on the ground, but I don't have to tell you the difference. Airstrikes that are, what are we up to now, $6 billion, some crazy amount of money. I can't keep track. It's like funny anymore. It's when it comes to the government, it's like funny money to me. I almost don't want to know. It's $600 million and counting. I think it's actually a little higher than that after 6 days. You know what's funny about this primetime deal, too? I was talking to somebody back east about this, and I think it's made some headlines across the nation, but the president's address affected, of course, scheduling. And one of the things that it affected was a basketball game that some people really, really wanted to watch. And I love that. Wait, you're coming on at 7:30. Why? It's going to last how long? An hour? A half an hour? Because, see, here's the thing. A lot of times when the president, as all of you know, he does a half hour, 40 minutes or whatever, then the talking heads do the analysis of what happened in the speech. So you had some finales that are scheduled. Yeah, don't want those finales to be interrupted. basketball game, you know. So the best part of the basketball game, let's face it, is the tail end, is the second half. So if you miss a little bit, if it's a, it depends on when it tips. If you miss a little bit of the first, first couple of quarters, no biggie. But if you miss the tail end of the game, that's the big deal. Anyway, Here's Roger Madden's take on the Prez and ultimately looking down the road, 2012.
Will this president of the United States ever become a president of the United States? If the American people are asking this question in November 2012, President Obama will serve only one term. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Let's start from the top. President Obama doesn't go to Congress when deliberating about whether the United States should involve itself in the Libyan rebellion, which, constitutionally, he doesn't have to do, but rather seeks UN approval, which he seems to believe he is obligated to do. Then, after the United States obtained UN approval to engage our armed forces, he makes no attempt to come before the American people and explain the basis of his action. This allows his opposition, which ironically comes from his liberal base, to have a field day in attacking the president as just another neocon in sheep's clothing. The Libyan campaign, limited notwithstanding, at least so far, constitutes the sixth American military action involving Muslims in general, or the Middle East in particular, over the last 20 years, three of which occurred since 9/11. Just to give some clarity to this, the United States has not been militarily involved in any other country or region during the same period. It is obvious, therefore, that those countries or regions that adhere to the Islamic faith, and especially located near or in the Middle East, have become a cauldron of revolution and rebellion. I don't point this out as necessarily a bad thing, since most of the governments of these Islamic countries, which are presently on fire, are autocratic and vicious. However, every one of them, without exception to one extent or another, are breeding grounds of America's number one enemy, Al-Qaeda. And many of them produce America's number one and essential import, oil. So it's not by accident that the United States finds itself entangled in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, while at the same time warily circling Iran, looking for openings for conflict. Tomorrow night, finally, the President of the United States will be addressing the American people about why we are now fighting in Libya. But he's got to do more than that. The American people sense that this president lacks a vision when it comes to our role on the world stage. Worse, they suspect that he does have a vision, and it's the United States that should take a back seat when it comes to international affairs. Will he actually come to the American people tomorrow and explain that the Libyan campaign is nothing more than a one-off? It's not. But does he have the courage, or better yet, the insight to come before the American people and explain what, as a candidate, he denied? America is at war with a resolute enemy which promotes a theocratic, virulent Islamic vision for world dominance. Tomorrow, if he doesn't provide for us the big picture, Americans on both sides of the political spectrum will abandon him in droves. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger. I wanted to hear that because I wanted you to answer the question, the same one I'm asking that Roger's asking. Did the president add any clarity to the situation? 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
Hello, Kate. Now, what basketball game were we talking about that was being interrupted tonight?
Oh, it's a pro game. It was a Nets game.
The Nets?
Nets. The Nets,
oh, the
yes.
Knicks. Oh, the Knicks in Miami. Who cares? That's why they have a playoff. So, you know what I mean? You get 8 games in a playoff and watch it then. I can't believe that. So, I thought they were
Nets,
talking
it's the not the Knicks, the Nets.
The New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, and people in New Jersey don't like their hoop interrupted.
On a last-place team or second-to-last-place team?
It doesn't matter.
We lost the Wizards tonight, Kate. They've only won one game on the road. Our team's tacked it in. Utah Jazz, quitters. Of course, Jerry Sloan's not running the team anymore. You'd hear that word, Utah Jazz, a bunch of quitters. But anyways, by the way, before I forget, I don't know, did you get the newsflash out of Japan?
The newsflash? Oh, yeah, about the radiation, talking about the water? Yeah.
Well, you know, you thought the earthquake was bad, right? And the tsunami was worse. And it's turning out that this radiation thing is even worse, right?
Right.
Well, they ain't seen nothing yet. Guess who's coming? Godzilla!
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what's scary is that when you talk about plutonium and you say that's what's seeping from that plant, that was the concern all along. You know, we talked to a couple of experts here on America Tonight. Many of you heard those conversations and talking about what they were seeing, the flashes they were seeing, which automatically signaled, ooh, that's plutonium. And sure enough, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, when you, Friday, they said that the ocean water is got radiation in it. Of course, you know that's how Godzilla came about, right?
Yeah.
You know, and man, you tell a Japanese anything. You say Godzilla to them, and they start freaking out. I'm telling you. So, hey, all right, Kate. President's speech, what did you give it?
I think he defended his points well, but I think there's not very much clarity, and the end game still is hanging in the balance. Oh, NATO's taking over, which we're a giant part of NATO. We're really the leaders in that, let's face it. And so I didn't get a sense. There was a lot of unanswered things, I think, still, especially the what happens next and okay, this is why we're here. And the real thing is we're there for oil. We know it. And he didn't say anything about the oil. Our interest. What is our interest? Humanitarian interest, but what about all the other parts in the other parts of the world where people are being slaughtered? We don't have humanitarian interest in those.
Well, you know, Kate, once again, I mentioned this last Thursday, I think. You got to ask yourself, what does a country have to bring to the table, you know, in the world economy? And unfortunately, back 30 years ago, we had a peanut, the presidency. And he didn't think it was a big deal that a bunch of jihadists overran the Shah of Iran and took that country over. And, of course, he wasn't calculating at the time that they're going to take all our oil money and divert most of it because they don't divert it to their own citizens, you know, which is why they're having uprisings there right now. And they're
going
to divert most of that to terrorism around the world, you know,
right.
Supporting Hamas, supporting Hezbollah, you know. That's what Iran does because they have the money. Now,
right.
You look at these countries, Syria. Does Syria have any oil? No. Doesn't bring anything to the table. You know, other than it's next door to Israel and we have to protect Israel. You know, does Yemen have any oil? No. Doesn't bring anything to the table. Does Libya have any oil? Yeah. If it falls into the wrong person's hands, and it's already been in the wrong person's hands for 4 years because the man himself is funded terrorism, but he wasn't I don't think Gaddafi's a fanatic when it came to, I think he was more into just being in power in his own country versus, you know, being full-fledged, you know, terrorists around the world, you know, supporting terrorists, although he did support some of them. Well, the end game is supposed to be that the people of Libya are supposed to take him out. That's what they're all saying. Whether that happens or not, you know,
right, but it's not going to happen is the key thing. How are they going to? They're not going to take him out. No way. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road on ATN.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Prices are on the rise, but it's not about oil in Libya. As you just heard that conversation with Don, he said it, he's right. What's the difference with Syria? What's the difference with Yemen? Of course, Yemen is a hornet's nest when it comes to Al-Qaeda, and really the same with Syria. Terrorism, 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 or potential terroristic threats. You're talking about training camps, et cetera, et cetera. And recruitment, those are two of your biggest areas, especially Yemen is definitely one of those spots. We're talking about Libya, of course, and the president's speech to the American people, to you and I. We're the American people, right? On Monday, how many of you caught it? If you had to grade it, actually, if you did it kind of on a sliding scale, well, no, we're not going to give it a sliding scale, just 1 to 10, where would you put this speech? Do you think that the president was clear on the mission, clear on why we're there in the first place, clear on why we have to be there, that kind of thing? And oh, by the way, let me throw this in. The, you know, talking about interrupting primetime schedules, because I know we have a lot of Magic fans out there who sent me some emails, so I'm going to beat you to the punch. The Knicks with a big overtime win, 113-106 over the Magic. So they did have kind of an interesting game there. Now that overtime and all that stuff, like I said, the second half of the game was not interrupted by the speech, okay? The speech heading into it, there were a lot of questions, of course, from many of the Democrats, a lot of liberal Democrats not happy with the president, not really informing Congress too well, and naturally, the Republicans weren't happy. Here's what Mitch McConnell had to say about the Libyan situation and the confusion over it.
Will America's commitment end in days, not weeks, as the president promised? What the United Nations resolution refers to as protection of civilian personnel has included attacks on Libyan ground forces and strike missions conducted by American warplanes.
Yeah, there you go. And here's the key thing. Is Libya of vital interest to the U.S.? And you look at Egypt, you look at Tunisia, what kind of governments do you think they're going to ultimately have? Think of the Muslim Brotherhood. Think of Sharia law. Ding, 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 ding. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, I'm going through the speech here, and gee whiz, I'm finding some holes in it, you know. Like, he says, there's no question that Libya and the world would be better off without Gaddafi. So we're going to use non-military means. Boy, that really worked in North Korea and Iran and Cuba and Syria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says here, if we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. The dangers faced by our men, women in uniform would be far greater. Man, he's brilliant, right? Huh? No, well, of course. Duh. If you want to overthrow him, it's going to cost you something. Okay? It says here, regime change in Iraq took 8 years. No, it took like, 8 months. Nation building took 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, somebody should have called him on that. It says here that a pilot was shot down, and the Libyans helped him out, and they said, we are your friends. We are so grateful to you men for protecting our skies. And then the American left. Can you imagine how the Libyans felt? Like, so what do we do now? Can you maybe give some guns or something? You know? They probably just said, don't worry. We're going to help you with non-military means, baby. Chill. You know? It's just this thought that we don't want to get involved and push upon the Muslim people our values. Well, guess what? Our values are better. If you let the Muslim people come to this country, they'd be coming over here in aircraft carriers because we have freedom of religion, because our women don't go around in potato bags, you know, because we do have better values. But if you go into a situation, Kate, and you introduce the U.S. military without the U.S. values, then you're going to leave that situation the same way you came in.
That's right.
You put the military in there so that when you leave, you look back, you remember you're dead, and you say, but you know what? It's better now.
Yeah.
But can we say that? Can we say that about Iraq? Can we say that about Afghanistan? When we leave, will they be our friends, or will they look at us as infidels? And it's because we did not go in there and presenting our values as superior. And if we don't think our values are superior, what are we doing? Why are we in there?
Yeah, well, that's the $10,000 question. Why are we in there? What does success in Libya look like? What does success in Iraq look like? What does success look like in any of these countries where we're spending time, where our blood is flowing in these fields, where we're spending money, dollar after dollar after dollar, to supposedly help people? I agree with you.
Near the end of his speech, he says, but let us also remember that for generations, we have done the hard work of protecting our own people as well as millions around the globe. You know how he's talking in the past tense there?
And yeah.
That's really sad. I tell you who's doing the heavy lifting now? The French. The French are the one Sarkozy is the one who's telling people what to do. And, I mean, it's sad that,
in my
lifetime, I never said anything positive about the French militarily, but now they are the ones that are leading the defense of the values of the West. And, I think they're going up. They have a good leader there, and we have Obama. So I'll leave you with that, Kate. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, Tomas, I'm going to expound on what you said. I agree. It's interesting how he says Sarkozy in the French. Sarkozy is really the one who is pushing against, getting a lot of blowback and pushing against some of the things that are happening in his country, but also outside of the borders. In looking at what the president said, he said that it's our mission to protect the people of Libya. Well, how do you protect the people of Libya and not be for the regime change in that country? I mean, isn't that the danger to the people of that country? Isn't that what this whole thing is about? So in looking at the speech, talking about limited action, that we're not going to do anything more than just protect the people of Libya, so we're not for the regime change. So how do you protect the people of Libya without changing the regime? Why are we there? Why are we there? Because Gaddafi was killing people, slaughtering his people. So you can't want him to be there. And what you get from the State Department is, look, the policy is to help, is to assist in the removal of Gaddafi. It's not with policy. So the president's focus is to assist in removing Gaddafi, but we're really not helping in the removal of Gaddafi. What? And the issue isn't with the policy. It's with the mechanics. Mechanics? What? So are you satisfied? And it's okay to say you're satisfied. Were you satisfied with what you heard? From Obama's point of view, he made a compelling case for the intervention, just on the humanitarian grounds, because that's what he was sticking to. So he did do that well. His points of view, he did, to be fair, because it's not just to pound him into the ground for no reason. But I think it was a speech that was illogical at points. If you really go through and pick it apart and listen to it, a lot of it didn't make any sense. He made a case that, you know, yeah, we've got to organize this coalition, and we had to do it rapidly. We didn't have time to wait like in the past. Remember Bosnia? He was smart to throw that in. Yeah, remember what happened in Bosnia. But what is ultimately, what is, we keep going back to the same thing. What is the end game? What if Gaddafi is hanging around for 6 months, a year, longer than that? What do we do? What do we do? And then when the guy, or if the guy is forced out, then what's next? What's next then? What's the role of the United States in building whatever the face of the new Libya is? I think that's pretty unclear. He definitely cleared up his point of view of what we were doing and making the case about doing it fast, not to have a situation like Bosnia. Okay, but pretty tricky on the rest of it. I mean, I keep going back to the same thing. I have a hard time looking down the road trying to figure out what happens next. I mean, is it a fight to the end? Or does it end up in that horrible word, a word I hate, stalemate? Is this just going to be a stalemate? And that could go on for who knows how long, too long. So now that we've jumped into this, what happens to Yemen? What happens to Syria? Are we going to have more of these situations? How much money do we throw at this? And to not see it through the end either. Oh. I'm thinking bombs. I'm thinking oil. I'm thinking there were a few things that were not discussed here. 800-259-5791. But what do you think? That's coming up next on ATN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So how about it? Is the U.S. mission in Libya a little bit clearer now? Senator John McCain said Gaddafi has to be somewhat comforted by Obama's speech. What say you, America? 800-259-5791. I'm going to also squeeze in, besides your calls, the latest U.S. poll I saw in one of the mags about how America feels as far as these uprisings in the Middle East, and will it lead to democracy or not? Dan in Texas, hello.
Had to put my headphones down, Kate.
I love it, yes.
Okay, ditto for our boy Jose, is it? That's from Michigan?
Tomas.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant on his part. Okay, now, I've got a joke for you. There was these three dinosaurs. There was, and they were the Foot family. And there was Foot and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot. So one day, Foot-Foot-Foot was going along, and he ran into Foot. And he says, Foot, you don't look very good. And Foot says, I feel terrible. And Foot-Foot-Foot said, well, just something you ate. But a couple of days later, he was wandering through the primeval forest, and he found Foot dead, so he buried him. About a week later, he went along, and he ran on to Foot-Foot, and he said, Foot-Foot, you don't look very good. And Foot-Foot said, I feel horrible. And he says, oh, don't say that. I've already got one foot in the grave.
Dan, that's usable material. That is good. That's lethal. You are too funny.
My second joke for tonight is the speech that our resident Kenyan gave to the nation telling about how humanitarian we are, which is a crock of crap. We are supporting Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood to take over Gaddafi, because Gaddafi wasn't part of their little game of creating a caliphate for the world to run everything from a Muslim perspective. And it was all about the oil. The three nations that were in it for the oil, which they get from Libya, was France, England, and Italy. And the English gave up the bomber that took down our American plane, supposedly, which was really Gaddafi's big deal. And that was supposed to be on humanitarian reasons as well. And this joke of him surrounding himself with the military to put forth his speech was completely an act of an absolute scoundrel. I'm telling you, I have no respect for this scum sucker. If he dropped dead tomorrow, I'd throw a party for the neighborhood. Well, that's about all for me.
Dan, oh, so harsh to our president. Thanks for the call. Saying if he dropped dead tomorrow, that's terrible. You don't wish that on the president. He's still the president of the United States. Remember what I said? You use the power of the vote. You don't like the job he's doing. You go out and you preach it, and you get somebody out there to run who can knock off an incumbent president. I do agree, although my view is slightly different than Dan's. When you look at what happened what's happening in Libya and what's happening in the Middle East countries, it could really blow up in the end. It really could. It's pretty easy. Are these countries going to be democratic? He's right about one thing. You think they're Muslim countries. So is this what they want? Do they want that kind of democracy? And the answer is those countries are not going to be democratic. The countries, certainly when we look at Egypt, Sharia law is what you're talking about. That's it. And most likely, and that's Egypt. Egypt's going into the control of the Muslim Brotherhood and probably Sharia law. So the idea that there's going to be this democracy set up, I don't think so. I don't think in any of these countries that's going to happen. All right, let's go to Greg in Kansas. Hey, Greg.
Good.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, not a lot. Hey, I think our president, you know, all of a sudden he's wanting to scratch France's back and England's back, but you know we're already tight with those. I mean, where is he when Israel's having problems? You know, they're our only friend over there in the Middle East, and I do believe it was he was helping those countries out for the oil,
yeah,
you know, that they use. And I just don't know, you know, our president, you know, he's so twisted in his mind because he won't let us drill for oil here. He just wants us to suffer. And, you know, if it's about oil, let our people start drilling, put our people back to work, you know, and help us out. Because we're always worried about helping these other people out in these other countries, and I understand the humanitarian reasons, but we got people starving and homeless here in America.
Oh, so well said. What about our people here? We don't hear enough of that. There's organizations that do things, and individually some of us do things. But what about the people here in the United States? Yes, and the humanitarian reasons, I agree. I agree with you. I don't disagree about trying to help the people out. It's the end game. And the fact is, the fact of the matter is, it is true. We've said it many, 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 many times. Where does the Libyan oil go? To Europe. And ultimately, you're right. You're right, Greg. Who is getting the kick out of that? Or how are we helping them? And the answer is we're helping our, quotes, allies, our allies. We're helping our allies, not quotes. We're helping our allies get what they need. It's called filler up. Izzy in Missouri, hello. Izzy slid out. All right, so I wanted to tell you about this poll. That gives me a chance to do that. It popped up. It was a 60 Minutes deal. 60 Minutes, you know how everybody lays in with somebody else. 60 Minutes in Vanity Fair. And in this, only 26% of the people who responded said that Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, or Yemen will have a democratic form of government in 10 years. 68% say that the chances for democracy are low. If we went further in what they did in the poll, they broke it down by ideology. 31% of liberals say there's a high probability that any of those countries will be democracies but, you know, in the next 10 years. 65% say the chances are low. Then if we go even further, and this isn't a surprise, 23% of conservatives say the probability is high that any of the countries would be democracies within 10 years. 73% say the chances are low. And our concern about America's role in this multinational, you know, national, multinational UN sanctioned deal is enforcing this no-fly zone and protecting the people from the military forces of Gaddafi. You know, you can't argue with, yes, people are being shot in cold blood, but remember also, too, a lot of, thank goodness, a lot of people left. A lot of people jumped into buses, got out of there on foot, whatever they could do. So now this transfer of power, NATO leading the intervention, which is crazy to say there's a transfer of power. It doesn't really make sense, because who is NATO? You got to look at it that way. Who is NATO? So grasping this whole thing, I like what John McCain said, that Gaddafi has to be somewhat, as I said, comforted by Obama's speech, because the president's policy against using the military to unseat Gaddafi could lead to a very similar situation that we had, and you forget about this, just think about it, in the aftermath of the first Gulf War. And what did we have then? A stalemate. That's what we had. So this could be a setup to a very similar thing. Trust me, I'm sure if in the Oval Office, off the record when it's being discussed, nobody wants Gaddafi out more than the president, because that would be disastrous. Yeah, if Gaddafi clung to power for however long, and this stalemate continued, and there was a no-fly zone. Remember, that happened. I mean, with Saddam Hussein, it didn't work. So he could still hang in there. He could hang in there for more than just a couple of weeks. It could be 6 months. And how do you remove Gaddafi? Through non-military means. How do you do that? I know a lot of you were trying to get through. If you couldn't get through, remember, you can always shoot us your 2 cents on Libya or anything else that's happening in your backyard to americatonight.net.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.